Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the trap dog, giving a microphone, just like the $1 million, buttons, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, oh man, got a radio show. Got a good one for you today. And it just happened. You know, I was going through something that I've been going through for a long, long time. Just weary of it all. And I've been talking to God about it. And I mean, for years, though. What happened was I had to go through some more of it yesterday. Again, you know, situation. But you know what? After it was over, you know, I kind of laid in it for a little while. You know how you've been going through something for so long, and then even if it's over or appears to be over, you still kind of lay in it a little bit. And you know, you have a wow, man, I can't believe I've been dealing with this long. Even though it's over. I don't know how you do it, but this was so good for me. Have you ever counted, Steve Harvey, how many times you made it? And so that's what I started doing yesterday. And that's what I did this morning when I woke up. I was actually taking an inventory, a count of how many times I made it. How many times, man, I didn't have the rent and somehow I came up with it. How many times I didn't have my house payment and somehow I came up with it. How many times I was out of money, did not have enough, didn't see no way, but somehow I came up with it. How many times I got sick. Thought, well, man, this one right here, I don't know what I'm going to do. But somehow, I got my health back. How many situations I have found myself in that was, I thought at the time, detrimental and diabolical, and man, so sinister at times. Somehow, I made it. I look at all the accidents I've been in, but it kept me. I made it. I think about even the simplest times of like stepping off a curb and almost got hit, but I made it. I was just tripping the other day. I was thinking about the times that I've been hit by a car, and it could have been worse, but it wasn't, and I made it through that too. I was thinking about, man, when they count you out. Do you know how many times I've been counted out? He's done. He ain't gonna be nothing. He ain't nobody. See what I told y'all? Look at over there. They cancel this. He off of that. He out of here. He ain't going to make it. He done got fired. Man, you know how many times I've been counted out? You know how many times they done wrote me off? How many times have you been written off, man? But here you still stand. You ever tripped on it? Take an inventory, y'all, of how many times. Count the times you've made it. What about the times, man, when nobody was there to encourage you? But you still here, though. You ever tripped on that? Ain't nobody called you and told you good day. Nobody called you and told you recently thank you. No one's called you and told you how much you meant to them, how much you've done for them. A man, you can make it. Never give up. Keep your head up, man. Keep grinding. But you still here. Even when nobody, have you counted the times, man, that you made it anyway? Have you counted the times that you felt like quitting? You felt like giving up. You kept going. How about the time? This is a good one right here. How about the times, man, when everybody was standing around saying, ain't no way. Ain't no way. Man, I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. Ain't no way. And then somehow there is a way. You know why? Because he make a way. You understand? You know how many times I've heard this one right here? Steve, listen to me, man. Nobody ever before has done that. You can't do that. How many times you done heard, no, you know anybody done that? You can't do that. No one has ever done that. I made it anyway. You know, they don't normally, or we don't normally allow this, but in this case, for you, we gonna make an exception. How many times have you heard that? Uh-oh, I think I'm on to something. How many times have you heard in your lifetime, we don't normally, or they don't normally allow this, but we gonna make this exception in your case? How many times you done heard that? Have you ever counted the times that you made it? Everybody out except me. How can that be? You know, you the only one that got through this. Congratulations. Wow, man, I don't hardly see this too many times, but do you realize that normally this is what happened to people? But, man, y'all don't know how your name came up, but here you are. Wow, it never happens like that. You ever counted those times? I was doing it yesterday. I was doing it this morning. I was just taking an inventory, everybody, of how many times I've made it. So what I learned yesterday was, when God gets you through something, when he pull you out on the other side, no matter how difficult or how long it took, when he gets you out on the other side, why don't you get up, dust yourself off, and start trotting? What you laying there for, man? Wallowing in it, going over it, recycling it in your mind. So many people can't move forward because we keep recycling stuff in our mind when clearly it's time to move on. It's time to let go. It's time to go and see what God has for you. Stop looking at what you lost. What you lost was probably not yours to have in the first, place. Do you know the things I've lost? Now, I'm not talking about losing a loved one, a mother, a father, nothing like that. I'm talking about innate objects or situations. Do you know the things I've lost, man? I look back on it. I wasn't supposed to have them in the first place. Or they was doing me no good. It wasn't mine to lose, but I claimed I lost it. Come on, man. Take an inventory, everybody. Start looking at the things, man, that God has brought you through. Start looking at how many times he allowed you to make it. And get glad about waking up in the morning, man. Get glad about your life. Start feeling something positive about your situation. You cannot expect God to continue to bless you if you're not grateful for the things that you have. Why would God, sitting down here looking at you, upset, angry, laying in the wallah of what you are not grateful for? You just can't find no gratitude in your heart about nothing. But you steady asking God for something. So now you think God is crazy? You think he gonna give you some more stuff to not be grateful for? Are you kidding me? Why would he do that? He's too full of too much mercy to send you through that over and over and over. The more I give my child, the more ungrateful they are, the less gratitude they show. But I'm going to keep dumping it on them so they can keep feeling ungrateful and show lack of gratitude. God's not going to do that to you. Come on, man. Have you ever counted how many times you made it? I can't count how many times God done got me through something. But when he gets you through it, man, get up and get on about your business. Don't lay there in it. It's over. It's done. You made it. You survived it. Let's go. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is here, Steve Harvey Morning Show. It is upon us. I have no special way to do this morning, so ain't no need of me faking it. This how we doing it today. Oh, there's nothing wrong. I'm fine. Oh, we going to entertain, uplift, educate, all of that. But I ain't got no special thing I want to do. I know you want to leave. And then right out of
like
nowhere,
you
that came out. Just like that. I don't even know where that came from. I swear. I was just sitting here and man, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. That teacher back in school told me, it is something wrong with you. If you don't get yourself checked out, you going to be somewhere you don't even know where you're going in this world. Well, I didn't.
And you didn't get checked out?
I didn't get checked out. We didn't have money for therapy at our house.
Oh.
All our therapy was in the basement.
What, huh? What do you
That's
mean?
Where we went to get our ass whooped.
Oh, okay. In the basement.
Oh, that was, yeah, that was our therapy.
That was discipline
back in those
and
days.
Therapy.
Yeah.
All in one.
Yeah.
All
when
in
I came
one.
Out that basement,
we all had that
I was
therapy.
Clear-headed.
Yeah.
I wasn't confused about nothing no more.
Of
I
what
had
not
direction.
To do.
Oh, I had direction, purpose. I came up out that basement.
You were clear.
I had a new attitude. We yes. got a new attitude. I came up out the basement as Gloria Gaynor.
I will survive.
Oh, boy, I was a whoo. Yeah. Shirley Strawberry calling Pharrell, Mouth of the South, Junior Boy, the legend, nephew Tommy back in the building. Junior, what's hey, up, hey. Man?
Yeah, Unc, well, you know, well, almost 2 weeks married, Unc. We's what? Doing good. You know, we in here. You know, we in this thing. You know, I'm uh-huh. here. But let me ask you this, Unc, man. Goal setting, man, because we want to have a talk about goal setting.
Who
as
did?
A couple.
Goals?
She did. Okay. She did. So, which means we did. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, she was trying
to... Learn yourself, boy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I want to know, how do you goal set as a new couple? Like, what's goals we could be talking about?
Well, it's very simple because you get married, you don't change your goals. She still has her wants and desires, and you still have your wants and desires. First of all, you make the individual goal list. Then y'all come together and you share the list. And then you see if there's some things you can help her towards her goals. She looks at you and see if there's some things that she can help you with your goals. Now, what you're going to find out after this meeting is, half your goals, it ain't going to be no more. Yeah.
I'm going to find that out real fast.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
yeah this goals. Is what's really going to throw you off. Because in helping her get hers, which is necessary, and her helping you get yours, which is necessary, that's a great marriage. Mm-hmm. And you all have to benefit one another. These goals will change, though, periodically. So you need every 6 months to sit down and do a do-over. Because some things okay. change, and if you all don't talk about them, you won't recognize the change. But it'll be fine, Junior. You're not going to be in total agreement on everything, and you're going to have to be willing to compromise. You are going to have to be willing to compromise.
Okay.
Because
okay.
they
right.
don't yeah. compromise on damn.
Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, the nephew
Look
is back
zoom.
To run yeah. that prank back right I'm after this.
Here we come, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
Shirley, I have an alarm alert. Alarm uh-huh. alert. Okay. Back
like
in the stupid seat
now.
Giving it to you. Alarm mm-hmm. alert. Let's go, Kat.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Denise, please.
Yeah, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise. This is Tony. I'm calling security. We've got an alarm that's gone off on you guys' property. Are you guys? We're just checking before we send authorities out. Is everything okay? Did maybe someone trip the alarm?
Oh my gosh! No, I'm at work.
Okay.
I'm at work right now. I'm not home.
Okay. Do you have a pet or dog or anything that could actually trip the alarm?
No, that's strange. It never goes off like that. I'm
okay.
kind of nervous.
Okay, give me a second. We've got a call into the neighborhood security that actually are en route to the property, and they were going to give us some information before we actually sent the police officers out, unless you would like for me to send them out now. But
I feel like you should send the police. I mean, if I'm not home and nobody's home and my alarm's going off, and it never goes off, I'm worried.
Okay, hang on 1 second. This is neighborhood security calling now. Hang on 1 second. I'll be right back to you.
Okay.
Denise, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, they're out there on the property, the neighborhood security. Do you, there is a black guy that is on your premise. Are you familiar with okay. who that might be?
Well, I mean, my husband's black, but he should be at work right now.
Okay.
Oh, that's what
right,
I'm
Okay.
And he probably would have texted me if, you know, the alarm was going off.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you have any other black male friends?
Excuse me?
Do you have any other? Do you have any other black male friends that might be at the house?
I mean, yeah, this is a very weird question. I mean, I have black friends, yes, but I don't think they would be in my house.
Okay. Well, I mean, should we just assume that this is your husband? What do you think? What would you like for me to do?
My husband's at work. How tall is this person? My husband's 6'3". He's a pretty tall guy.
Hold on one second. Let me go back to the security from the neighborhood. Hang on one second.
No, somebody's in my my alarm's going off. I don't know. I mean.
Okay, Denise?
Yes.
Okay, they have the black guy that they're looking at is about 5'10", maybe late 20s. How old is your husband?
No. My husband is, I just told you that my husband's not there. He would have texted me or called me and told me that he accidentally set the alarm off. And I'm actually going to text him. I mean, this is crazy. I should probably call him.
Okay,
I mean,
you do realize if we send the authorities out and this is a false call that you're going to get charged for that. You do know that, right?
A false call? You just said somebody's in my house and it's not me or my husband.
Right,
so
I
mean, you should be charging me for that.
You're saying your husband's black and then there's a black guy there. I mean, they probably know each other, right?
Are you kidding me? What kind of question is that? Why? Because they're both black?
I'm just trying to save you some money, ma'am. I don't want to send out police officers when they get there and then all of a sudden your husband knows the black guy or he's a relative or something. I mean, do you want to call and see if you're...
Oh, my God. You think, like, this is really offensive. And I don't understand if I'm telling you that I don't know who the person is in my house. That means
okay.
that we should send the police. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Okay.
My black husband, they're calling back.
The neighborhood, Hank, just hold on one second, Denise. The neighborhood
okay.
security's calling back here.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous.
Okay, Denise, now, the security in the neighborhood, they're telling me that this guy just drove out of the garage in a white pickup. Do you guys have a white pickup?
Yes, we do.
So this guy just pulled out of your garage in a white pickup.
Well, I have my car at work, and my husband has his car. That's like the truck that he uses on the weekends for like construction and stuff. So that means somebody just stole our car. I can't believe this is happening. You are watching somebody in my house, and you basically watch them steal my truck.
Well, I'm going to go ahead now and get the police to go over. Okay.
Now, why the f*** are you going to send them now? He probably took all my s*** in my house. I mean, the police get there, there's not going to be anything left in my house. He probably just stole
okay.
the back of the truck.
I mean, I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to help
I know,
you out
what
here.
The f*** good is it going to do me now? I mean, the whole time you've been talking to me, he's been cleaning out my house out and stealing s***.
Well, how did he get in your house?
I don't know. I don't know this guy. You're
okay,
interrogating
well,
me? What the f***?
I'm just asking you, how could somebody get in your house? Did you leave something open? What did you guys
okay. do? Listen, you would know because I wouldn't have been able to set my alarm this morning if something was open. It would beep and it wouldn't let me set the alarm. And the fact that you're interrogating me when somebody's robbing my house, you need to do your job. I need to call my husband. You're wasting my time. I mean, by the time the police get there, it's going to be tomorrow.
So you're gonna call Daryl now?
I'm sorry?
You're gonna call Daryl now?
How the f do you know my husband's name?
Denise, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband Daryl got me to prank phone call.
Oh my God. I was gonna come down there and So nobody stole my truck, right?
Nobody stole your truck. Nobody's at your house. Your alarm is fine. Everything is good. But
oh,
Daryl told
God.
Me, he said, we got to get my wife. We got to get her good.
Oh, that's so mean. So mean.
Did we get you?
Oh, my God. I was sweating. I was so angry. I was sweating over here.
All right. So tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Why?
You ain't got to say nothing else. Stupid is it. That's it. I'm done with it.
Stupid is back.
Yeah.
Thank you, drop nephew. Yeah.
Drop the
walk on off the stage. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with the Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building right here to answer your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, celebrity couple alert. Oh, yeah. Scottie Pippen's ex, Larsa Pippen, and Michael Jordan's son, Marcus. Have you guys heard about this? Well, they've been spotted again. They're just out kicking it now.
Well, I know Scottie, man.
Scottie, man.
But he's not mad at Larsa. He's mad at Michael Jordan, though.
Yeah, he's mad at Mike for.
Didn't you see the Last Dance documentary?
Uh-huh. They don't like each other.
But hold up, man. Scottie said, you see the interview where he said, I was actually better than Michael Jordan.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
He believed that, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, in other entertainment news, music producer Teddy Riley says Soulja Boy owes his daughter an apology. Plus, in some trending show news, game show news, Wheel of Fortune is under fire, okay? What? We'll talk about all of these stories, at the top of the hour. Woo! We will.
Well, as long as it ain't Family Feud, huh?
As long as it ain't Ready to Love, we all good.
Whatever.
Yeah, when I said game show, you guys got nervous, huh?
I got tight. All
right. Right now. It's time for Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey is here and ready for you, Sheba, in Vicksburg. Sheba writes, my neighbor is in a wheelchair, and since I started working from home, he started flirting with me. His legs may not work, but everything else does. His 18-year-old daughter caught us in the act this morning, and I bribed her with some cash. How do I explain this to my husband and his wife if it comes out?
What?
What?
I ain't kidding.
Well,
come on, CLO.
You know, you're going to have to make it like it was an accident. You're going to have to say stuff like, you know, he rolled up on me.
Okay.
I was pushing him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I slipped and we went back down the ramp.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was bringing over his sticker to hang in his rearview mirror. I was supporting the cause. He told me he was a wounded warrior and I felt some kind of way about it. You know, you're gonna have to go deep into the lie manual. I don't really know how to lie for women because y'all are really better at it than we are, but I know from his standpoint, he has to tell his wife and daughter, she fell into my lap.
Right. Oh.
Because that's where it had to be. Because, you know, ain't like he was standing up nowhere.
Okay.
He might can walk. He might be faking it.
Yeah. Now, if he had her up against the garage wall, he going to have to explain that.
Yeah.
And the chair was nowhere in sight.
You call him?
She said his legs may not work. She said that. So,
He was leaning up against the car. Okay.
That's all you got.
Yeah. But he going to mess around and tear that rearview mirror off, though. He going to tear that side mirror off if he lean up against that car. Because there ain't a whole lot to grab on right there, unless they got a pickup truck and he was just hanging over to the back of the bed.
We're moving on, okay? We're moving on. Brooke in
Southwest
D.C. Like, you
set her up on one of the tires.
You made
it.
You heard
both
hands. You heard what I said. We are moving on.
Legs just dangling. And he was just, you said his legs didn't work. His legs were just hanging back there, and he had up on that tire. And he had that strong upper body. And so all the pumping was just him just pulling his arms toward him. Uh-huh. That could work.
Brooke in Southwest D.C. says, my sorority sister dated my husband before I met him. We had some overlapping dates, and apparently he slept with her right when we were dating. She has spread the news to our mutual friends, and they think my husband is a loser. Should I be concerned with this since he chose me and we're married?
No. She the one. She the one passing out cookie with no prize. You know, you just got you got the Cracker Jack box with no toy in it. Yeah, see, that's what I do. And you got a husband out the deal. She got a rumor out the deal and a story. Think he's a loser. No, the loser is her, and she mad about it.
She
and
is.
Because she's your sorority sister, what if she was all that much of a sorority sister, what is she talking about it for?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
She's a bitter ex who lost to you.
That's it. That's it. All right, moving on to Angel in Philly. Angel says, my husband and I relocated for his job, and he's been out every night for 2 weeks with a coworker. I don't have a job yet, so I don't have coworkers to hang out with. I said I'd like to meet his coworker's wife. He said we can't mix business with our personal lives. Isn't that what he's doing? So why can't I do it? Wow.
Cause of this right here.
What?
Because you asking questions instead of making demands.
Come on.
You want to know if you can meet his wife. The reason you probably can't meet his wife because the coworker is the wife. That's the real reason. Hell, can you meet his wife? Hell, you ain't met him. Hello. Hello. Ain't met him.
All right.
Been out every night. Man, let me tell you something. I ain't never been nowhere every day with no damn dude.
Right.
For no 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
What is we doing?
Yeah.
You know what's happening here. We know what's going on, people.
She does, Angel in Philly.
Come on now. All right, moving on. Last one, Steve. This is Catherine in Athens. Catherine says, my husband was in the garage, and I heard him laughing and talking to a female on speaker. I walked outside and he said, hey man, let me hit you back.
My man. Yeah.
I let him know what I heard and he says, I'm always nagging. I simply told him what I'd heard. How is this nagging? Am I not supposed to question him?
Why did you let the focus get turned on you with the nagging?
Exactly.
Did you forget what you heard? How is this nagging when I told him? Because y'all, what's wrong with y'all? He changed the narrative.
The narrative was,
I heard you talking on the phone with this girl, laughing. Then when you saw me, you said, hey, dog, I hit you back.
Amen.
Perfect line for him to say. Then here you come. You always nagging. You just nagging. Now, he done flipped the script. It's your fault
he
now.
Flipped it on.
Now, how is that nagging when all I did was tell him what I heard? What?
Right.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Stay
you
focused.
Fell for that?
Right. Right.
Man, where are these women at? Because I ain't never had none of these.
If we was growing up, Unc, boy, we'd be out here running them.
Man.
You're all.
Oh.
Man.
Junior. Man.
All my women fired shots.
Why is he on speakerphone though in the garage? Why is he that stupid?
All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, so Scottie Pippen's ex may be dating Michael Jordan's son, all right? Are you guys clear on
Scottie
that?
Scottie can't win. Sick of
Larsa
Jordans.
Pippen, Scottie's ex-wife, and Marcus Jordan, Michael's son, were spotted over the weekend getting real cozy at the Rolling Loud Festival in New York City. Now, this is according to TMZ. They were bumping and grinding. It looks like Larsa may have even planted a kiss on Marcus. And this isn't the first time they've been together, or they've been seen together anyway. We previously told you about a sighting of a couple in Miami earlier this month, and reps for both of them issued denials that they're an item. They're saying that they're just friends. So
how they got reps?
What do you mean?
What is she doing where she need a rep? What is he doing where he need a rep?
She's a Miami.
You wouldn't know him from a can of paint. You wouldn't know her from a can of paint.
Marcus.
That ain't Michael.
You
but they got
reps.
No, I'm telling you, ain't nobody got no doggone reps.
How mad is Scotty?
Somebody got furious. Right.
Scotty, I bet he's mad at Michael on this one too.
Yeah, he used to babysit him. I used to babysit him.
He's all in my house. Marcus.
I just saw Scottie Pippen too and hugged him.
Oh, you did?
It up in Chicago.
Probably needed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Picture.
I've always been
Chicago
cool with
of all
Pip,
places.
Man.
That's what
he's a cool dude, but Jordan is like, man, when I see him, it's just like, what's up, bro? That's my dude. You know, don't hang out or nothing like that. I've always had a great relationship with him. I thought Scottie was fine until he said he was better than Michael Jordan. I just knew that.
On the last day. Yeah.
What, Scottie?
Yeah, I mean, you know, dementia, Alzheimer's. You go look at this sort of stuff. Because you starting to forget. You forgetting who 23 was, though. You really got to go. When you make a statement like that, you have to go to a clinic. So they can talk to you, man. Because you can head this stuff off, man. Alzheimer's, dementia. It's early set signs.
Now, Scottie was good, but Michael Jordan was Michael
Scottie
Jordan.
Scottie was great.
He was great.
He was. He really was.
Oh, Scottie was one of the top basketball players in the league.
He was.
Oh,
yeah.
But when your wife got his shoes on.
What?
Your ex-wife was rocking.
Yeah. Got his shoes on.
No, she
ain't got a pair of Pippins nowhere. Where your Pippins at?
That's
your Pippins. You made it. You made it, Junior. Case in point. All right, moving on to this story right here. Iconic legendary music producer Teddy Riley says that Soulja Boy owes his daughter Nia Riley an apology. Take a listen to Teddy's interview on Vlad TV.
Nia's your daughter.
Yes.
When you hear some of the stories, Nia claimed that Soulja Boy kicked her in the stomach while she was pregnant, put a gun to her head, that type of thing. As a father, how does that affect you?
Well, let me say this. Soulja Boy knows who I am, and he knows I'm deep. He knows I'm very deep. We had an altercation. I was called a lot of names, and I got an apology. I'm looking for an apology for what he's done to my daughter. I'm looking for that. As a man, I'm looking for that. And I think she deserves it.
Ooh, he kicked his daughter?
That's horrible.
In the
put
stomach
a gun
while
to
she
head?
Was pregnant. Yeah.
That's horrible.
I'm whooping his ass on sight. Every time I see him, I'm whooping his ass. I'm sorry, man. My daughter?
Yeah.
But, you know, I know a little bit about this story because I know some people know, and I got some phone calls on it. Teddy Riley ain't no punk now. Just know I can't really speak on it. Trust and believe. You know, I can't speak on it because I'm not going to be the one. But Teddy Riley was busy. Like he say, he deep. Because he got some people around him. Mm-hmm. And it got sideways. And what? And it made you apologize.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But now he want one for his daughter. That's part two of it, probably. So I can't really.
Okay.
But all the men out there that got daughters, we already know. Yeah. You're not doing that, partner.
Whew, all right.
Ooh, that's
yeah.
Sad. That's,
yeah. All right. That one's crazy. Yeah. All right. Finally, in trending game show news, and we're not talking about Family Feud. We're not talking about Ready to Love, guys. Okay, so calm it down.
We're talking about
Wheel of Fortune here. Wheel of Fortune has recently come under fire for televising a racist puzzle. It's called Rhyme Time. Rhyme Time was the category it was featured under, and the answer turned out to be Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, Catch a Tiger by the Toe. Now, that didn't sit well with its viewers. We've all heard throughout history the original version of this rhyme. It's rooted in the slave trade and was not used by children, but by slave owners. Tiger in the rhyme was originally an N-word slur. Instead of tiger, they used the N-word. And many fans are calling now on a Wheel of Fortune to do better. Why was this even in there?
Absolutely.
You know?
They had to do better.
This? Yeah.
But
that
you know,
should not
like,
have been a category.
Yeah. Pat
Sajak
don't have black people working. Enough black people working in television. And this is what happens when you don't hire enough black people. Cultural diversity is important in all areas. When you don't have cultural diversity, then you have idiotic stuff like this happening. Now black people pissed off. Now you sitting there with your hand in your pocket, you ain't know. I know good and hell well you didn't know, because it don't matter to you.
Right. By a foul.
Yeah.
That's
what happened. There you go.
All right. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, things people wish they could tell their partner without upsetting them. All right, we'll talk about this right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
While good communication is one of the key aspects of a good relationship, it's not always easy. It's not always easy, guys, to tell your partner everything, okay? In fact, most couples hold back at least something out of fear that they're going to upset their partner or hurt their feelings. Now, here are a few examples from Reddit.com. All right, so listen carefully, and if you guys have others you might want to add or comment on these. He needs to set better boundaries for his family, or their problems and craziness will consume us both.
I don't, Shirley.
He needs to set better boundaries. This is a wife saying this about her partner. He needs to set better boundaries with his family.
With his family.
Okay. With his family, or their problems and craziness is going to consume us both.
Okay, that's fine.
You agree with that?
Yeah, well, I don't care.
You talking about my mama? Is that what you're saying? Go on,
exactly.
Say what you're trying to say. But you talking about my mama.
Exactly.
Because you can't say that to somebody about their mama and their family.
Right.
Can you?
No, you can't.
No.
Nope.
No. Absolutely not.
All right.
All right. Speaking of mother, his mother is not a good person, period.
Oh, no.
You can't say that.
Oh, you can't say
right
that.
Now, you can't say that.
I think that's
because she's not a good person to you, but he could she could have been his everything,
right?
Right,
and his all in all. So now you got a problem. What else you got?
Man, some days I'm just tired from work and just want some me time.
Can you say that?
I know you've said that. I felt that.
I ain't said it. I just went and got it.
Well, I've said it.
Oh, you have.
That you just want some me time?
Yeah, I just need some, and we have an agreement, you know, because she knows. I talk, I do radio, and then I go do TV all day. And I've been entertaining and talking all day long. When I get off work, this ain't the time to talk. Now, we'll meet in the morning for coffee before I go to work. We get it all out. But when I come home, man, she allows that for me because she knows. Just let my husband get in there in front of that TV set and eat his food and do what he wants to do. And when he come up and go to bed, he'll come up and go to bed. And now then she'll come down there and wake me up in that office. Steve, you sleep in the chair. I don't know how you can sleep in this chair. But I slept in the car for 3 years. So
this chair is nothing.
This chair is way nicer.
Yeah. All right, so what are some of the things you wish you could say, but you know you can't get away with?
Say that again.
What are some of the things you wish you could say, but you know you can't get away with them? You know you can't say these things.
Oh, I love practice. You getting them.
Come on.
I like shut the hell up. I like that one.
You getting on my blankety blank nerves. And I just like, hey, what?
That's right.
You can't that's say it, though.
All right.
Junior, you be quiet.
Don't try that, Junior. Don't try it.
Too soon, Junior. Too soon.
Everything all right. She say is beautiful.
Coming up in 34 minutes after, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, Shaq says he cannot comment on the Celtics head coach Ime Udoka's cheating scandal because Shaq himself was a serial cheater. On a recent episode of his podcast, Shaq told his co-host, "I am going to step down from this conversation. I was a serial cheater. It would be crazy and blasphemous for me to get up here and say, boom, boom, bam. I can't do that. I know these guys personally. I know they're going through a lot because I went through a lot." So, I mean, we've seen all the memes all over social media. Mm-hmm. Huh? What'd you say, Tommy?
I can respect that. I can respect Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what? Look, I like it better than the Matt Barnes statement.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Matt Barnes talking about, oh, no, I retract my statement. See, that's what I don't like. I don't like when they pile on the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, guys, when you start piling on the guy, it takes on the tone of self-righteousness to me that I don't care for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you up ringing a doorbell, if you up ringing a doorbell with a ring thing on it and you got a recording and you in there talking on the damn doorbell and her husband here, and I don't care what you're doing. That's stupid. I don't know how you go over somebody's house that's married. I don't know what that is. If it's rumor, if it's true, that's it for me. But as far as he out of line, how could he? I can't believe he.
That's hold your judgment.
The self-righteousness I don't like that I keep hearing from all these people on TV, all these sports commentators and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I be going like, wait a minute, man, whoa. Are y'all for real?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what's really happening in this world? Men and women?
Uh-huh.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Is the question?
The question is, okay, you know, women are saying if men cheat on people like Beyonce, if they cheat on Halle Berry, if they cheat on Nia Long, if men are cheating on them, do other women really have a chance? I mean, these are some of the most beautiful women in the world. Nia, Beyonce, Halle.
So the question is, why do men cheat?
Because there are women willing to cheat with them. Y'all keep blaming it on the man. But there's too many women out there willing to cheat with them. Cheating is a two-way street. It ain't just the guy's fault. The woman know. This man is this. That woman wanted to, if the rumor was true that the woman was married, she married. Ain't nobody said
that's
nothing
true.
About her.
Yeah.
She ain't losing her job.
Exactly. And that is an issue that her name has been kept silent in all of this. You know, it hasn't come out in the media like his name and all of that. But say that statement again. Men cheat because women allow them to cheat with them.
A lot of men cheat because there are so many women willing to cheat with them. Cheating is a two-way street. Stop this nonsense about because a woman is beautiful, what chance do the rest of us have? That's not what it's about.
But
the
women are saying that.
It ain't about your beauty. It ain't about because you're Beyonce.
They're looking at it wrong.
It ain't got nothing to do with how beautiful you
are. So you'll cheat with an ugly woman? Is that what you're saying?
Jesus, explain your comment.
We want to know. Explain your comment. This is for women.
First of all, Shirley, I'm offended myself, Shirley, that you even asked this. I have not cheated in my marriage at all. Why is you coming here talking to me, first of all?
You've been married 2 weeks, Junior.
You've been married. Yeah. Whatever. It's all I got, though.
Because
you bring
that's
it up
your
in
point
my
of
marriage.
Reference. That's
just
your point
in case
of reference.
She listening. I want her to know who I am.
I just don't think that women should keep the same narrative that they have going right now about if a man would cheat on these types of women, do us regular women have a choice? That you're looking at it wrong. It has nothing to do with your specialty. A man cheats for other reasons. It ain't got nothing to do with how beautiful you are, how powerful, how much money you got.
Okay, well, what are those other reasons?
It's tons of reasons. The same reason women cheat, because you yield to temptation.
We're talking about men right now.
Okay, it's good women.
Whatever you like before you got married, it's the same thing you're going to like after you get married. Why we don't understand that?
That's deep there.
All right. Prank phone call coming up next. Oh, no, they got mad, right? Prank phone call coming up next with the nephew right after this.
He said what he said.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he talks all the time and at the wrong time. All right, we'll get into that and find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
How deep you want me to go with it?
Go deep.
Knee deep and stupid, all the way just up to your neck and stupid. How far you want to go with it?
Here's, I'll have this question for you. How deep can you go? Can you go deep? Go. You just
can't
got
tell you
back.
How many times I've been asked that before and paid good money for it.
Go deep, stupid. Yeah, let's go.
All right, this right here is called Get a Drummer Some. Give the drummer some. All right, give the drummer some. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello.
I'm trying to meet Richie.
Is he?
Hey, Richie, how you doing? You the drummer for the band?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. What can I get you for?
All right, and you also the guy that you manage, you're the manager of the band too, right?
Correct, correct, correct. What's up? Okay.
All right. All right. We want to book you guys for, I think it's going to be in February.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. February 16th. That's.
Yeah.
My name's Carter. They told you I was going to be calling?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go through a little check minus list here, make sure we on the same page and we got everything's gonna be good that night. But I hear I'll tell you something, you guys come highly recommended. You know that, don't you?
I appreciate that. We know that. We the best band out there.
Yeah.
So it's all good. Sounds all good. Sounds perfect.
All right, now let's talk about money, because that's always the most crucial thing to talk about. Now, you guys...
Sounds good.
You guys are supposed to be, about $3,500, from what I understand?
Correct.
All right, now how many hours do I get you for $3,500?
So, what time are we starting at?
We're going to start at 7, probably 7:30, you know, get that thing jumping off about 7:30. I think that's going to be good.
Yeah, we could play till like, I guess, put at 10 o'clock.
7:30 to 10. Okay.
Correct, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. They're not going to get going good till about 10. Okay. So I'm gonna say this to you right now. You think you guys could probably go to midnight, maybe 12:30, if I make that thing a nice $5,000?
Sounds good to me. We could definitely work with that.
You can work with that.
Yeah, yeah. We'll accommodate. It's going to be an awesome party. We're gonna bring it for you.
Okay. We got that out of the way. I tell you what, I think the main thing that we haven't gone over is we haven't gone over the songs. And that's what's going to be important for this showdown. Now, you got a pen and a pad? You can write this down?
Yeah. I'll write it down. Give me a second.
No, go ahead. Do what you got to do.
All right, yeah, I got, all right, I'm ready.
I just want to be clear. You guys, when you guys go do gigs, you do have people that want certain songs. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, usually, yeah. All right, if you got any requests, definitely let us know. We can accommodate.
All right, here we go. I want you to write this down. I got some that we got to make sure this is going to be during the height of the party. Here we go.
Okay.
Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
Okay.
Okay. Tennessee Whiskey, that's Chris Stapleton. You know that.
Okay.
My Kind of Party, that's Jason Aldean.
Hold on for a second. Is that country music?
You right, that's country music. Boy, that's everything we going to do. That Saturday night is going to be country music.
Bro, I got to tell you right now, man. R&B, that's our specialty. Did you not know that? You know what I'm saying? We played in R&B. You did not know that?
Okay. All I know is you guys come highly recommended. They tell me you guys can sing any thing in the world. All I know is I want some dadgum country. I want some dadgum country music going on around here.
I understand now, that, but you know our specialty is R&B. That's our specialty. You know what I'm saying? It's not like we're trained monkeys where we could just learn something new last minute like that. You know what I'm saying? That's
now, a different genre. Let's get one thing understood. You're the person that said monkey. I ain't said about no.
And you know that we're an R&B band. That's our big thing. That's what we promote ourselves as.
Let me ask you something, Richie. Let me ask you something. Now, do you not want to make the $5,000 that you and I have already negotiated?
I don't like being disrespected, though. You know what I'm saying?
And nobody's disrespecting you at all.
You're disrespecting. We're an R&B band. We don't f*** with country. You know what I'm saying?
Hang on here, Richie. You got something against country music?
I have no problem with country music. It's just that we have a full horn section, which doesn't really work with country music. You know what I'm saying? We play R&B. It's not our genre.
I got what you're used to doing, but if I don't hear Let Me See Your Girl by Cole Swindell, then it ain't going to work for me. I got to get that. I got to get Slow Burn by Tim Hicks. I got to get All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over by Hank Williams Jr.
I mean, yo, you know what?
Wait. Kevin over at the bank is telling me that you guys can sing anything in the world. Now, I know you ain't telling me that Kevin's lying.
I mean, he should have told you explicitly what we do and what we play. You know what I'm saying?
I've never met anybody in my life that play a problem playing Garth Brooks, Chris Stapleton, Jason Aldean, Brooks and Dunn, Blake Shelton, Cole Swindell, Lady A. You're going to sit here and tell me you can't play none of these songs. I want you to get on the stage and sing these songs that we won't go. We ain't got time to find another group. Everybody's booked up now.
I don't give a f*** about your stupid party. You know what I'm saying? You came to us to play music, and then we told you what we do.
Hang on. You know, right now I feel like we had a standoff at the OK Corral.
What the
f***? All right.
Let me talk to my band. All right, because this is going unnecessary too far. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we could make it work.
All right. Well, let me ask you something. Is Dre the bass player?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Can I tell you something about Dre?
What about him?
Dre got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked by your boy in the band, Dre.
damn.
Oh, snap. Okay, I got to ask you something, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on.
Ooh, that Tennessee whiskey. I love that song, though.
Come on, boy.
You got something against country music?
Yeah. That's a good one right there.
You got all these voices, Tommy, man. You can do them all.
Boy. And all those voices are slowly on their way back, Junior.
They're coming back. Slowly. Okay.
Hey, man, right. You sound good, right. Man, for real, mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah, each day, wait for that. Junior, each day you get stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm. We gotta get Deacon Def Jam back. We waiting on that voice.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Just for stage purposes, we waiting on Eugene's voice. He got to come back. It's too much up in there. It's a lot up in there.
Yeah. See, this is what happens when you have a lot of people in your head.
Oatmeal up in my head. I got to let him out sometime. You know, there's some people in my head that I got to make sure that they are safe and sound and they get to live again.
Yeah, uh-huh. You know, so they went through this whole process with you. All of them.
All of us was in that hospital room. You don't understand that, boy. We was all in there together.
Did your nurses and doctors meet any of them?
Prior to the surgery. Yes, prior to.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll be waiting for the voices to come back. And I'll be letting everybody know when I'm grabbing them.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right.
you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Microphone. It'll be sometime in November. Okay. The boys will be back right by then, and we'll be back rocking and rolling.
All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject: he talks all the time, and at the wrong time. Wow, we'll find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Never know. It could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: he talks all the time and at the wrong time. All right. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in a relationship with a man that is a contributor on our local news. He's also an auctioneer at an auto auction. He makes all of his money by talking. Whenever we go to dinner or anywhere out in public, he holds a conversation with others, and I'm standing there nudging him to leave folks alone. All during my reality shows, he asks me, who is who, and why the people act like that. I hate when he's over to my house when I'm watching my favorite shows. He even talks during church. Last Sunday, he interpreted the sermon to me until the lady next to us gave him an evil side eye and forced him to shut up. We argued all the way back to my house that day. The absolute worst times he wants to strike up a conversation are when I am trying to use the bathroom or taking a shower or in the middle of sex. I try to go to the bathroom before he comes to my house or before I go to his house because I can't have any privacy. I started locking the door if I absolutely cannot hold it, but he'll come to the door and start talking to me. Even though we've been dating 2 years, it's still an uncomfortable feeling. I also hate when we are in the groove in bed and he starts talking. He asked if I ever thought about cheating on him. He's asked if I ever think another man can top him in the bedroom. He even asked if the sex will be this good if we get married. I'm like, just please enjoy the moment and hush. I love him so much and I see a bright future with him, but he has got to leave all of that talking at his jobs. Ignoring him during sex or any other time hasn't worked out. Is this a character flaw that can be changed, or should I yell S-T-H-U when he gets on my nerves? I can't believe you let it go on for this long with Mr. Can't or Won't Shut Up. This isn't that hard of a fix, I don't think. You know, although you've pictured yourself in your mind, I'm sure many times yelling shut the blank up to him, that's not going to solve his incessant talking. It will only cause more problems. Like, you know, you might hurt his feelings or he might get indignant with you. You might even start another argument and maybe, God forbid, more talking on his part. He's a news reporter, so he probably enjoys the sound of his own voice and never gets tired of hearing himself talk. And and it sounds like he has a lot of fans who like it too. So, you know, some people get really uncomfortable in silence. Have you ever known those kinds of people? They gotta talk. They can't stand the silence. They have to make some kind of noise or say something. They don't know that they don't have to be on all the time. They don't have to, they just don't know how to turn it off or separate themselves from who they are and what they do from what they do. The thing is, he needs some boundaries. See, because for 2 years, you've let him talk and talk and talk, and now you're sick of it. So you have to say something. I mean, you know, not arguing about it, but you got to say something. I know you wish you could say shut the blank up, but that's rude. So the next time he starts talking while you're watching your reality shows, for instance, tell him, we can talk later, honey. I'm watching my show right now. Or in church, you know, tell him something. You know, you're trying to listen to the sermon. You got to open up your mouth and start talking. You have to do that. He talks too much. You don't talk enough to him about what he's doing. Steve?
This letter, you're talking, you wrote this letter to somebody talk all the damn time. Because I ain't got no choice. But let me, I'm going to walk you through this letter. Then at the end, I'm going to show you the fix for it. I'm in a relationship with a man that's a contributor on our local news. That's a lot of talking. And he's in an authoritative position. He passing out information. He's also at an auctioneer at an auto auction. Now he talking a lot and fast as hell. Give me that $11.41. I got $41. Can I get Let's just write off of what I just did right there. I'll leave him. Yeah. But let's try to work through this.
Thank you.
Then when y'all out in public, he talking to everybody, having conversations, you nudging him because he just keep talking to people. He thinks people like to hear what he has to say because he's a news anchor and he's an auctioneer. Then she said, I hate when he's over to my house when he's watching my favorite shows. He even talks during church. Last Sunday, he interpreted the sermon to me until the lady next to us gave him an evil eye and forced him to shut up. Now, I don't know how you interpret a sermon. I would love to see how that goes. But I don't know if the only way you can do that is you got to be up there with the pastor. You can't be in the back. You know, and God said, you know he talking about God now, don't you? That heal your body. You know he's referring to it. That's a sick reference, you know. To thine own self be true. Cut right. out all this lying. See, now this right here, I already struggle in church sometimes. I can't be struggling with you too. So right. we gotta figure this out. I have a fix for you at the end of the letter. The rest of it is just, I can't help
it. All right. Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he talks all the time and at the wrong time. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he talks all the time and at the wrong time.
This lady in bad shape. She's married to a news anchor guy. He talk all the time. He an auctioneer. He running his mouth again. And he fast. Head on $4. $2. I did that one. But it's like, and then I said right after that, I would break up with him if I was you. Because I'm not going to be able to fix you until the end of this letter. He talk whole conversation in public with people. Because he thinks people like hearing him talk.
Yeah.
Because he loves him himself.
Exactly.
So he's assuming everybody else loves him. So now she says, and he talks all during my reality shows. He asked me who is this and why people act like that. I hate when he over my house and I'm watching my favorite shows. He even talks during church. Last Sunday, he interpreted the sermon to me until the lady next to us gave him the evil eye and forced him to shut up. Mm-hmm. We argue. Now, Shirley, what I want you to do very quickly, just a few lines, recite a couple scriptures to me that the pastor might say, and I'm going to show you what he's doing to this woman in church. Just anything.
Okay. We love because God first loved us.
You know, ain't nobody love us but God started. You know, he started this whole love thing. People all over the world, Love Train, that was him. You know, For the Love of Money, that was him. Yeah, he started all this here. Go ahead, Shirley.
All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called to his purpose.
You know, now, what the man is saying right there, like, you know, if you, long as you love him, it's all good. Don't even worry about it. It's all good. You know, somebody bust you upside your head with a hammer, it's all good.
What?
It's all good. It is. It's good because it's working together. That's, you're going to get something out of this hammer busted upside your head. You're gonna get some. And one last one, Shirley. Then we'll
Jesus wept.
You know, that's where all this crying come from. Because if Jesus had to cry, how you ain't going to cry?
Boy.
Cry, 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 cry. That's why babies cry.
Really?
That's exactly where it come from. Because if Jesus wept, how you going to hold it in? You got to cry.
Amen.
I mean, look who his daddy was. Right there.
That's how you breaking it down.
Right, right. Look who his daddy was and he cried. Now look at your daddy. You ought to be crying over that. So the lady next to him shut that down. The absolute worst times he wants to strike up a conversation is when I'm trying to use the bathroom. See, I told you, you got to break up with him. Because once I get in this bathroom and I done hung my clothes up on that hook on that back door, I can't. You can't talk to me. I got to focus.
It's too much.
Focus.
It really is.
Too much.
Or I'm taking a shower or in the middle of sex. We're going to get to that in a minute. I try to go to the bathroom before he come to the house or before I go to his house because I can't have any privacy. I started locking the door if I absolutely can't hold it. But he'll come to the door and just start talking. You in now? Well,
yeah,
how the
yeah.
hell you think the door got locked?
Right.
It ain't locked by his damn self. And even though we've been dating 2 years, it's still uncomfortable. I also hate when we in the groove in bed and he starts talking. Now, hear what the letter really about.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me if I think another man can top him in the bedroom. He asked if the sex will be as good as we get married. I'm like, just please enjoy the moment and hush. I love him so much and I see a bright future with him, but he has got to leave all that talking at his job. Ignoring him doing sex or any other time hasn't worked out. It is a character flaw that can be changed, or should I just shut the hell up when he gets on my nerves? No. You said ignoring him doing sex don't work. The only way to shut this down is you're going to have to start answering some of these questions directly. You ever thought about cheating on me? I've considered it.
That's what she should say. Shut him down.
It has crossed my mind.
Whoa.
And my bees is one of those times right now. Because really, I have thought about it. Because you know, I've never had to deal with this before. So just being honest with you, have I thought about cheating on you? No, I have not. But the thought has crossed my mind many times. And I just wanted to be honest with you. Since you love to talk, now I'm talking back. Yeah, okay. It has crossed my mind. And then the next question, is that another man that could top me in the bedroom?
Uh-huh.
Well, as a matter of fact, I know about eight guys.
Eight?
Yeah. I know eight
that's
guys.
That's a big number.
Yeah, I want you to know it's a big number, too. And just in case you ask me who was it, it's about eight, and I'm not going to have trouble remembering their names either. Because they was bringing it. As a matter of fact, you're not doing as good a job as you think you are. So I don't know why you keep asking me, has another man ever topped you in the bedroom? Damn near everybody I've been with has been better than this. You know, just to be honest with you, I'm just talking to you. You know, we talking. See, what I think y'all do is start answering some of these questions. You know, say my name. Well, if I hadn't been with so many people previous, I might be able to remember your name.
Remember.
But right now, my focus is somewhere else, and I may call you somebody else's name. So that's why. I think you need to start answering some of these damn questions, and then he gonna quit talking in that bedroom.
Post your comments. Thank you, Steve, on today's Strawberry Letter. It's Steve Harvey.
You want some more? Well, really, I'm done. I'm good. You're good.
Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it's Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, newlywed?
I'll tell you what I got, Shirley. I got Virginia Beach, October 7th and 8th. Four shows. Get your tickets at the Funny Bone.
Go ahead,
come
back
out, come out and check out the Play Cuz, man. I'm telling you, Junior, Tommy, I'm out here for you, man. I know, dog. We're going to go out here and keep it going, man. We're going to keep it going. But first off, let's have some prayers for Myles Garrett, defensive end for the Cleveland Browns. He suffered some shoulder sprains, biceps, and some cuts and lacerations in a one-car accident, man. He was released from the hospital.
He's fine, Junior.
Okay, but he's not going to
play. Yeah, he don't
Sunday.
Require prayer. He's fine.
Okay, because Cleveland don't need prayer right now.
What? No, but we're not. Well, let's save it for bigger stuff. You know.
Just
he had a seatbelt on. Man. He was released from the hospital. Wasn't no life-threatening injuries. We have other things.
What? Everybody needs prayer.
You need to pray for the Brown season. If you're going to be
That's
talking to God about something, let's get
That's
this season prayer going.
That's what it's about.
Because he flipped his car twice. He fine. Okay. 25 years old, turn your car off and got your ass out. He good.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm just letting y'all know right now, I ain't got nothing against animals. I'm not flipping my car over for no squirrel. I can tell you that right now.
Just be quiet, Steve.
Okay.
But your dog, he gone.
Stop, you stupid.
Come on, Joe.
Before I flip my car over, I'm just letting you know.
Steve.
Deer, everybody.
I got it.
Deer, the dog, whatever, yeah. Squirrel, all that. Bird, everybody. Everybody finna get some of this here.
Come on,
I got enough grill for everybody.
Not a grill. Right,
I'm not finna flip my car over and go on no damn ravine.
This is not
I'm trying
about
to dodge
you.
The animal. I hate them people with them bumper stickers say I break for animal. My question is why?
Junior, please.
All right, here we go.
You need to make better decisions about when to cross the street. It's what your ass need to do.
And the animal doesn't know when to cross the street.
Yeah, and them squirrels getting out there with all that faking can't make up his mind. I'm going to help you with your decision.
Let me get to this story.
And if any of your other squirrels was watching, then they have now learned the lesson. I'll be here.
Let's get to this other story up with Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner is still in Russia, locked up and detained. Kim Mulkey, her former coach at Baylor, she's now the head coach for LSU, would decline to speak about her. She said, I will not answer any questions. She said, I'm not answering that question about Brittany Griner. Now, Brittany Griner's other coach, Nikki Collett, who's the current head coach of Baylor, she said she spoke at length about Brittany, but one of the players made a great point. Queen Egbo that plays for Baylor said, a player that built Baylor, two national titles and a 40-0 record, yet her former coach refused to say anything or simply just show any kind of support. Keep that in mind when you choose in schools.
I said, all right. Ooh. You better talk
Whoa.
That part.
You better talk it. About
I love it.
What'd you say her name? Queen Egbo, wasn't it?
Yeah, Queen Egbo. Yeah. That's her name.
She is the queen. All right. Thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour. We'll check Steve's voicemail at 877-29-STEVE right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Just a friendly reminder
to pray for our neighbors in Florida as Hurricane Ian is battering that state. Go to redcross.com. Go to redcross.org if you would like to help. Please be safe. We're going to switch gears here because we're going to check out Steve's voicemail. If you would like to leave a message for Steve, call him 877-29-STEVE. All right, Steve, this caller, this first one, needs some relationship advice from you.
Hey, Steve. I got an older woman, 51 years old. I'm 44. We're about to get married in a few weeks, but she's constantly wanting to go out and run the streets. What can I say or do to get her to realize that we're about to be married?
Well, if she don't know that y'all about to be married, I don't really know what to tell you. But as far as her being 51 and she's older than you, I want to commend you, because one of the things that probably attracted her to you is your ass sound old. So congratulations.
You know what?
You immediately closed the gap with your voice. Because there's no way she would have thought you was younger. Because your ass sound as old as her. And if you got a woman that's 51 and still running the streets, do you think it's a good idea to get married?
Yeah.
So, to her. Okay, marry her. Yeah.
Ain't
no
law say you got to marry her. Especially if she don't want to change her ways. Mm-hmm. We getting married now. You can't run the streets. If she don't understand that, because ain't nothing out in the streets but trouble.
Yeah.
And if you want to mess your marriage up, go out in the streets.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are.
Or the marriage, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Next one, Shirley.
All right, caller from Nashville, Steve.
Hey, Steve Harvey Morning Show. It is Gil from Nashville, Tennessee. And I was just calling to let Tommy know that we love him so much and that God has him covered. There's nothing impossible that God can't do. Stay strong. Know that Nashville loves you and that we care about what's going on with you. Be strong, Tommy. Love you all. Hey, Steve.
thank you.
She got sexy with it.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
What'd you say, Tommy? Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Miss
Gayle. I appreciate all the prayers from everybody, and I appreciate the Lord Almighty, Jesus.
Amen to that. Steve, comment, your thoughts?
It was for, that message was for Tommy. Tommy said, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank Here's you. Another call for Tommy.
Good morning, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I love Steve, Shirley, Carla, Mississippi Monica, and Junior, congratulations on your marriage. I particularly want to say I have prayers in my heart for you, Tommy. I love you. I've just been watching you for the last 2 years. So I'm praying for you, and I think everything is going to be all right. Plus, you have a beautiful family and a beautiful wife. God bless the entire Steve Harvey Morning Show. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Love you back.
Very nice.
I get that microphone again, y'all going to hear all about that beautiful wife doing this whole cancer thing. Y'all going to hear about this.
Well, throw this joke in there too, Tommy, while you writing on your set, because that lady is praying for you, but that was a little backhanded comment that she made to you too. I've been watching you for 2 years, you know, your little short-ass career. That's what it sounded like to me.
That's what you got out of that whole show.
Ready to love.
She didn't have to say that because the show been on for 7 years. I've been watching you for 2 years, little short-ass career. But, you know, I've been a beautiful family. So
That's what you got out of that.
Yeah, I saw that too. Go ahead.
Thank you, baby.
Something wrong with him.
That's the last call.
Put all that in your show.
That is the last call.
Oh, that was last
He's stupid.
Yeah. Speaking of ready to love, though, it's getting good, Tommy. It's getting real
you
good
like
now.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah. Through the roof.
Through the roof.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Congratulations. Awesome.
Number one on Friday night. Yeah. Number one on Friday night. I ain't mad about it.
And the couple from last season, Clifton and Joy, got engaged.
Got engaged. I'm making progress. We are making
yes,
some
you
progress.
Are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew they were going to get married.
Yes.
DC, Cliff and Joy.
There's so
we
much
knew.
Love there.
Yeah.
All right, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so millions of people reside in the Hurricane Ian warning zone. This is in West Florida. Ian is a major storm with heavy winds and dumping at least 2 to 3 months worth of rainfall by Friday. Carla, of course, you've been in a lot of hurricanes. This storm is serious.
Yes.
I mean, Carla, Junior, Tommy, we're all Houstonians. Yes,
yeah,
we are professional hurricaners.
That is true. Yeah, man. Living in New Orleans, that is true.
Ooh-wee.
But a warning means you have to act now. A watch is, you know, conditions, you know, stay alert. Well, warning, it's not a game. It's not a drill.
No.
You need to listen to the local authorities. It takes a long time to evacuate millions of people. So when they tell you to leave, it's a system that they have in place.
Leave.
Don't be trying to ride it out and save your property. You need to save your life, save your family, and get out when they tell you to get out.
That's true.
It. There's nothing to play with.
It is not.
We've been through a lot of them, man. A bunch of them.
Governor Ron DeSantis and Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia have declared a state of emergency for Florida and Georgia. They say it's still moving. So please be safe out there. Just be safe. Do what they tell you to do and be safe. Please.
That's it.
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play another round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather cheat at a game and win or lose? Or lose, but you know you gave it your best shot.
What? We cheating.
Hey,
you cheating and winning?
We going for the W, baby. Yeah, we're going for the W.
What do you mean?
And cheating?
And you don't know I cheated?
Yeah. I don't give a damn if you find out. I won, didn't I? You the sucker. I cheated, you didn't catch it. Court, please.
Yeah.
That's a sucker move right there.
Kids, don't listen to this, though. But yeah, we cheat.
No, hell no. Listen to this right here. You look, when you fight, when you're in a boxing match, the first thing they teach you, protect yourself at all times. If he say break and y'all break and then he lean over and bust you in your jaw and you get knocked out, you don't get penalized for that.
No.
That's a win.
So by any means necessary, huh?
No, not by any means necessary, but it's the win. Sometimes you have to cheat.
Winning at all costs. Okay.
You can't play fair. People ain't playing fair with you. Welcome to America.
Yeah. Welcome to life. Yeah. All right. Would you rather be unable to speak the truth or unable to lie?
I got to be able to lie.
You know.
I might well go on and go back to not talking again. But I got to lie.
I don't understand how you phrase it, but would you rather not be able to?
Would you rather be unable to speak the truth or unable to lie?
I just rather not be able to speak the truth.
Come on over here.
I have to lie.
Why do you have to lie?
Make a good enough lie where it sounds true.
Why not just tell the truth?
And convince us that it is the truth?
Yeah.
The truth is overrated. That's not what you want. The truth gonna bring us up. The truth gonna...
Yourself.
It's family. It's families won't even be families no more if we came in here and just told the truth. It's family won't even be families no more.
You're going to love this lie I got for you. Whatever lie I got for you, you're going to love that. You're going to want that.
That's not the point. He said the truth is underrated. Did you hear?
No, overrated.
Overrated.
It is. Yeah.
Sometimes.
It is. All the time.
Wow.
Let me tell you something.
Who are you?
Later. First of all, let me explain something to y'all. Y'all don't tell the truth all the time. And you don't because you can't.
That's a true statement.
Why are y'all acting like lying is so wrong when y'all do it?
But you said the truth was overrated.
It's overrated.
You say you lie.
It don't mean that much. Yes.
Coming up in 49 minutes after
when
the hour.
When they pulled the blanket off his face and you quit breathing, you knew the baby wasn't cute then.
We'll have some closing from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
No, it's not.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day, Shirley, on this Thursday.
You all have, with last break, we were talking about the truth.
Yeah,
and the I truth. Was saying yeah, that the truth is overrated. You, would you rather question, what was the question, Shirley, that you asked?
The question, the would you rather question was, would you rather be unable to speak the truth or unable to lie? Would you rather?
And we all said we'd rather be able to not speak the truth.
Yeah, we got
to
lie.
Because you have to lie.
We have to.
Absolutely.
Because that lying is critical.
Why is it so critical and the truth isn't?
Okay, hold on. Let me ask both of y'all something.
Yeah, y'all.
Let me ask both of y'all something. Y'all ain't lied this week.
Hell
and now one of y'all lied.
Hell yeah.
It's not that we don't lie. Yeah. He said the truth was overrated.
It's overrated.
That's what I'm struggling with.
It's overrated. Politicians lie. Herschel Walker lie.
Yes. Well, the governor of my Florida lie.
I was in the CIA. I probably shouldn't have told y'all that, should I?
No. Oh, Herschel said that, yes.
No, Herschel Walker.
He did.
Herschel said what?
Have you seen this commercial?
The FBI.
No.
Yeah, you know, I was once in the FBI. Oh, I probably should have told y'all that, should I?
Because it wasn't true.
FBI said he's never been a member of the FBI.
Yeah, never.
No record. So I'm just telling y'all, you all act like you can't listen to me.
But
y'all lie all the time. Oh, that baby's so cute. Y'all know good and well.
Stop talking about the baby.
You cannot tell people the truth about their child.
But that little cute baby,
I have had my boy Onion. He pulled a blanket off his little boy, and it was shocking how ugly this baby was. And guess what I did?
What?
What?
You didn't say what?
Well, I did better than lie.
Mm-hmm. What?
I actually told the truth, but I made it sound like a compliment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear this. Do you remember what you said?
Because when he showed me little glass boy, I said, boy, that boy looked just like you. And, you know, people think that's a compliment.
Was that a
but
truth?
It was really just truth. Onion ugly as hell. And that little baby, when I said, he said, man, thank you, man. I said, man, that boy looks just like you. Man, thank you, man. I know.
Is that where you got bored? And you look just like your daddy from?
Yeah.
Is that
where and if you effectively lie, it can be miscued as the truth.
It's construed. Yeah.
Like, ask me any question, and I'm going to show you how it works. Any question. Anybody.
Steve, do you have to go to work today? Anything?
Oh, yeah. I definitely got to go to work today.
But
that
you don't.
Sounds truthful.
That's the truthful truth, right?
Yeah.
Right. No.
That sounds truthful.
No. TV season over.
You don't have to...
Okay. But see how sweetie lied though.
But why? Why was that necessary?
Yeah, just
because I don't want you planning nothing for me.
Nobody planning nothing for you for you to answer the question.
So when you call me later on the day and I'll answer your call, and you're gonna say, "Oh, he must be at work." I just didn't want to talk your ass.
So you're selfish. You're lying for selfish reasons.
You call it whatever you want to call it.
That's
you know?
What it is.
Have you ever lied to your husband?
Of course. Yes.
Okay. Right then. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. Now we getting somewhere.
So what's the problem?
I mean, the thing about it is, I mean...
What?
I mean, like you say, everybody lies. That's a given.
I'm not saying people don't lie.
Yeah.
What's the problem when I admit it?
No, the problem is you said the truth is overrated. So you're just lying for no reason. Do you have to work today? Yes. Why are you lying? You just got off the
Because I don't want y'all calling me.
But you're lying because it's convenient for you to lie.
You lie to stay sharp at lying. You got to stay good at it.
Oh, it's a sport.
You got to practice.
Come on. Come on, man.
Ask me another question, Shirley. Anything.
What kind of car do you drive?
I sold it.
Why is that necessary to lie for that? I don't understand.
That way.
I'm not going to ask you to borrow your car.
Well, in case you do, I sold it.
So I've not already only do prepared you lie, that. Yeah. It got
and it
has
lying with a purpose.
Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, no. He Carla. Got a phrase for it.
Carla.
All right, I got a question.
Yeah.
Let me, can I borrow $10,000?
Absolutely you can.
Oh, thank you. Was that a lie?
Okay.
Well, yeah, I didn't everything say you could get it from me. I just said you could borrow $10,000. Yeah, absolutely you can. And then I hang up right after that.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you just lie to women? Tommy Jr., no. You ask him a question.
If I go back in the hospital, you coming by, right? You finna come see me?
Oh, yeah. See that right there? That's a lie.
He didn't come so easily.
Yeah, he did it so easily.
Because I'm not coming to see his list. I'm not going to
do you
it.
Ever tell the truth?
For what? But lie to him. Y'all lied to him because see how the lie made him feel better?
Yeah, I felt
see,
better.
It was a lie with a purpose. I lied to make him feel better. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not coming down that damn hospital. How many times he done had crisis? I'm not going down there. You know, just because you in the hospital, now I got to go.
Do you ever tell the truth?
I tell the truth
anything?
A lot of times. Ask me something and I'll tell you the truth about it.
Tell me, ask your uncle a question, please. Because I know you're
So check this out, man. I got a few of the fellas. We're going to come by and watch the game at your place on Thursday night football. You good?
Oh, absolutely, man. Y'all come on through.
Cool. Yeah.
Not no
so
good
you really
no
want
will.
Them to come? That's the truth?
No, but they're not going to get past
we
the
get
guard
to that guard's
check.
Gate. So,
I'm going to act like I ain't even here. I don't give a damn. You can come to the house for the game.
Now.
That don't mean you're going to get in and see it.
What have we learned today? That the truth is overrated. Oh, my God.
No, it's
truth
not.
Truth is necessary. The lies are necessary. That's what we learned.
Ladies and gentlemen, have a great day. Talk to God. He'd absolutely love to hear from you. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2.
Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.